Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average, and those savings add up. Imagine what you could buy in the future.
So yeah, I used the savings from switching to Progressive 50 years ago to finally buy my dream car. It's a self-driving flying car, but we just say self-flying now. You know, because it's the future, and cars fly in the future.
So switch to Progressive and save big, because those savings can add up in the future. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive in 2020. Potential savings will vary.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
You've changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 18th day of August 2022. And tonight we have, way back there in the boiler room, we have Eric and Randy. On the board, we have none other than Courageous Craig.
Good evening, everybody.
And here in the studio, because she got loose again, is Little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
And then way out yonder in Missouri, it's old Pastor Joe and me. We're just the two of us tonight. Of course, all of you folks out there listening. Joe?
Say, if anything. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Oh, I don't know what. Everything was working perfectly, and just we're going to have one of those nights, I think, where the gremlins are loose.
Well, listen, because of that, let's start off with prayer right now.
Let's do that. Okay. We've already had a couple of weird things. Let's stop it.
All right. Well, do you want to pray, or do you want me to do it?
I'll do it. Dear Heavenly Father, we've already seen tonight the strange things start to happen. We know whenever we're going to be doing something the enemy hates, they tend to want to attack us. So, Lord, we would just ask that you put a hedge of protection around the show tonight, that you block any of the interference on the airwaves and the phone calls on the internet, on our phones, all the different ways that we can be attacked, that you would just block the enemy and allow the word to go out, our teaching to go out, our warnings to go out. And Lord, we just put our faith and trust in you, and we just thank you for all you do for us, all the blessings. And Lord, we would rather serve you than anything else we can think of. In Jesus' name, amen.
All righty, you're right on, Joe, because I already heard that we're not on the air in one of the major cities right now. So.
Cities, yeah.
I think
attack is on.
I think it's Tampa. I overheard them talking when the phone lines start ringing. It only happens when it's time for us to come on. It'll be loud and clear everywhere. Okay. All right, Craig, can you hear me? Hey, you in there? All right. Hey, you.
Hey, you courageous Craig.
You bug-eyed, bow-legged ridge runner. He's not listening. He doesn't know. He's not paying attention. He's. Wait a minute. Okay, let me see if I can get his attention. I'm gonna wave my finger, my hand at him out there. All right. Would you pay attention? Okay. Are we on all stations, or have we gone down on some stations already? Okay, because I thought I heard Tampa. We're back on? Okay. There you go. We're back on. Praise the good Lord for that. And then so, anyhow. All right, well, you didn't. See, I was trying to get your attention, and you weren't paying, so I said some things. I called you a bow-legged, bug-eyed ridge runner. All right, there you go.
I don't think you guys have you don't have ridge runners where you are, so that's out in my neck of the woods. Anyway, you better give out those numbers because this is Pledge Week, and we are going to need our listener support.
All right, first I got to do this. These are the folks that that called in after we went off the air yesterday, and that was Catherine from Illinois pledged 200. Patrick from Ohio pledged 200. Karen from Illinois pledged 30. Craig from Warren pledged 250. And Blanche from New York pledged 200. And Clarence from Florida pledged 40. And let me see. Monica Call Randy. Yeah, we have Monica Call Randy. Monica, I don't know if her pledge went through, so she wants you to call Randy. And the number is 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. All right. And so we've got, what about this? What if we say the first elderly lady that calls in tonight gets a date with Pastor Joe?
I don't think my wife would go for that.
All righty.
She's a little bit protective.
All righty. Okay, and, there you go.
Here the women have concealed carry, and most of them have what they call gun control. They can hit a 3-inch circle at 100 yards of the rifle. That's what we call gun control in my neck of the woods.
I've got a bunch of those Annie Oakleys and Doors of the Word Baptist Church, too. We really do. We have a bunch of the ladies. They have their gun club down there where they go and they practice every week. They're getting ready.
You ever notice that women like that don't get abused by husbands?
Yeah. Well, these gals, it's not, you know, all of these gals have got good Christian men as husbands.
I know. I was making a bad joke.
I tell you what, they don't trust the government. They don't trust the government at all. Okay, so.
Why should they?
Yeah.
Maybe one good reason, yeah.
Yeah, all righty. Here you go. Let's go into the Bible study tonight, and we
Our
know
God
that...
God is an awesome God is the title we're working on, right?
Right, and the whole point of this whole message, Our God is an Awesome God, is to remind people that God is on the throne. He is in complete control. We know how it ends. We've read the rest of the book, how things are going to end. We've got a real leg up on all of the opposition out there because they're clueless. They are clueless. Even though you've got 6,000 years of written history that shows you God does exactly what he says, when he says, how he says, where he says, and that it's been done exactly perfectly, and yet very few know that.
Right.
Very few. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Lack of knowledge.
Okay, so we're going to pick it up. Joe, read over in Nahum chapter 1. Read me verses 3 through 7.
All right. The Lord is slow to anger and great in power, and will not at all acquit the wicked. The Lord hath his way in the whirlwind, and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. He rebuketh the sea, and maketh it dry, and drieth it up all the rivers. Bashan languisheth, and Carmel, and the flower of Lebanon, anguisheth. The mountains quake at him, and the hills melt, and the earth is burned at his presence. Yea, the world and all that dwell therein. Who can stand before his indignation, and who can abide in the fierceness of his anger? His fury is poured out like fire, and the rocks are thrown down by him. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him.
Okay, so here now, when he says, the Lord is slow to anger and great in power, Do you often hear people say, you know what? And I remember hearing a guy say, well, when I stand before God, I'm going to ask God why he allows little children to be born without our, I'm going to ask God why he allows this. And the reality is he's not going to ask God at all. No. He's going to be on his knees before God, and God will be doing the talking, okay? But what happens is people will say, you know, I don't believe in God because of all the wickedness I see around, all of the wickedness, therefore I don't believe in God. If God was for real, he wouldn't let all of this evil, he wouldn't let all of this evil happen, especially to the children. And here, again, when it says the Lord is slow to anger and great in power and will not at all acquit the wicked. And so God is given, he gives the wicked more than ample time to repent, doesn't he?
More than ample time. He gives people far more chances than all of us deserve.
Well, you know, every week, you know, like today, we go to prayer for hours, and we ask, we often will ask the good Lord to bring people like Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi and Merrick Garland, people like that, to repentance, or remove them. Because as long as they're there, then innocent people suffer. Righteous suffer. When the wicked are in authority, the people mourn. So we ask, we pray and ask God to bring them to repentance there, or remove them, okay? And so here, he says here, and will not acquit the wicked. The Lord hath his way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and in the clouds are the dust of his feet. Here, he tells you that even the earth trembles when God's angry, huh?
Well, we know what's going to happen. Heaven and earth will what? Melt away at his command. That doesn't sound, it sounds like a very powerful God to me.
You know, out west today, they're having a real major problem with drought out there. And so he says, he rebuketh the sea and maketh dry, and drieth up the rivers. Bashan languishes, and Carmel, and the flower of Lebanon languishes. Well, you know, here, is he's given a kind of a strong message there to Assyria, and because Assyria was making war against Judah, huh? And so he goes on to say, the mountains quake at him, and his hills melt, and the earth is burned at his presence, yes, the world and all that dwell therein. Who can stand before his indignation, and who can abide in his fierceness of his anger? Okay, so let me ask you this question then. Can anyone safely defy God?
Can anyone what?
Safely defy God. I mean, George Soros got billions of dollars. Can George Soros continue to defy God?
Yeah, as long as God allows it.
And so the longer George Soros goes without repenting, God's given him every opportunity to repent. The longer he goes, the greater will his damnation be? Will his punishment not be the greater?
It will be greater, because he's, really just thumbing his nose at God, and yes.
So what about Joe Biden?
Don't want to be anywhere near when he has to come in front of God for all the years of his lies, deceit, and treachery, and theft, and whatnot.
Al Sharpton just recently came out, was on the news, and he was saying that God's word, the Bible, promotes abortion. That God's word justifies. Al Sharpton is an apostate. Al Sharpton is a minister of Satan. He is a minister of Satan.
He's not just apostate. He's a minister of Satan. I would be afraid those words coming out that I would be struck dead saying something that horrible and wrong.
Well, you know who else said at the same time? Whoopi Goldberg. At the very same time Sharpton was telling such a horrendous lie, Whoopi Goldberg was doing the very same thing, saying that the Bible promotes abortion.
scripture says in instances like that, God just turns his back, and when he's done, turns his back, there is no redemption for some people. But, you know, here where you're talking, where he's talking about making the dry drieth up the rivers, I'm thinking the book of Job explains all about the rain cycle and the snow and all this, and kind of paraphrase, cut everything down. He says the weather, basically, in verse 13 of chapter 37, God, he causes it to come, the weather, the water, whether for correction or for his land or for mercy.
All right, Joe, we haven't had a phone call yet tonight, so I've got to get the number out.
All right.
Not one. We're already into the program, about 15 minutes.
Seems like they'd like to keep you late at night afterward to make the donations.
888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. Maybe I shouldn't have said that the first one that calls gets a date with you. No.
Yeah, maybe you scared them off. Yeah.
Yes,
that
okay.
Could have done it.
Or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Okay, those are the numbers. The phone lines are all open right now. Everyone is sitting there without a single light blinking. Not one light's blinking.
Remember, we only try to do this once a week, so we don't focus. The ministry isn't focused on money, but we totally depend on you, the listener. We do the work. We are doing it in service to the Lord, and your donations pay the bill. So it's a real partnership. We're doing the work without pay. Nobody takes any money, and when you make a donation, it pays the radio's bills, the ministry's bills, and that's it. And instead of having sponsors that run and hide and quiver when they are attacked, we count on those of you out there that are the loyal listeners.
All righty, we got our first pledge in for tonight. Lou in Michigan pledges $200. Okay.
All right. We're started.
Right. Now, Lou out there, we have pledges of caps. For the caps that say, America needs Jesus. America needs Jesus. They're dynamite caps. Black caps with red print. Donation of $25. You just donated $200. T-shirts, small, medium, or large, a donation of $40 or more, or extra large, or triple X, in other words, double X or triple large, $50 or more, CDs, $25 or more, Red Book, $25 or more, and Larry Nichols' book. We have a special. If you go with Larry Nichols' book, 28 Years to Nowhere, it's a very, very good book. And Larry Nichols was one. He did more to bring the Clintons, to expose the Clintons. He did more to expose the corruption in the Clinton regime than anybody. All of the rest of us put together. His book, 28 Years to Nowhere. And so all of those. Those are, you can get both the Red Book and his book for a donation of $50 or, no, donation of $40, or if you bought just one, if you, $25 for a donation of $25 for either one. Now, let me do that again. The caps, donation of $25. And folks, the T-shirts, they're dynamite. They're really dynamite. And they're black, and they have on them in big, bold letters, red, white, and blue, America needs Jesus. This is a great witness. Believe me, everywhere I go, when I wear that T-shirt.
Tremendous reaction when I wear mine.
Yeah.
I get so many people come up and go, wow, and, you know, that's great. And I get a lot of high signs. And around here, people love that shirt.
Yeah. All righty. Okay. Let me see. Phone lines are open. 888. 281-1110 or 888-677-9673. All right, Joe.
And remind people that 281-1110 is the credit card number line. We have the ability to take credit cards, and that's the number to call if you want to make a donation with a credit card.
All right, we're talking about God's justice here. And let's look at Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 19.
Will do. I love that last line, though. God knoweth them that trust in him. That's one of those very reassuring things, right?
Amen. It certainly is.
So, Jeremiah 32, 19.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's do 16. Let's do 16 all the way through 19.
Okay. Now, when I had delivered the evidence of the purchase unto Baruch, the son of Neriah, I prayed unto the Lord, saying, Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power, and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Thou showest loving kindness unto thousands, and recompense the iniquity of the fathers into the bosom of their children after them. The great, the mighty God, the Lord of hosts, is his name. Great in counsel, mighty in work, for thine eyes are open upon all the ways of the sons of men, to give every one according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings.
Alrighty, here. Now, see, Jeremiah had purchased the land from Baruch. And he had gone and done what he believed the Lord had told him to do. But things weren't working out the way they were supposed to, the way he expected. So now he started to doubt whether or not that was what the Lord told him to do. Okay, when God instructs us he leads us to do something, should we have any doubt? I mean, does God not let us know very clearly what he wants us to do at times?
He has in my life sometimes very clearly. Other times it's kind of faint. Maybe it's just me trying to make it, make it do what God's telling me. So sometimes it's our inability to, our wanting an answer sooner and pushing for it or something.
So we got to make a distinction between whether or not it's what is something we want or something that God wants for us, right?
Right, and sometimes we get that a little confused, don't we? All of us, even the prophets.
So with Hosea, now Hosea loved Gomer, but Gomer was a whore, but God told Hosea to go take Gomer as a wife. Do you think that Hosea had wondered, I mean, would God tell me to go take a whore as a wife?
For a wife, yeah. As a righteous man, that must have been a hard one to...
But when he understood that, yes, indeed, God was telling him to do that, he no longer had any doubts, did he?
No, he didn't.
Okay. Because God had a whole plan about that he was going to do this. He was going to show people what his future dealings, how he would deal in the future with the nation of Israel, which referred to the wife of God, huh?
Right. So I use them for an example of things to come, type or shadow of things that are coming.
He goes on to say here, Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out thy arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Thou showest loving kindness unto thousands, and recompense and iniquity for the fathers. What is he doing? He's telling God, make it, Lord, let me know for sure I did the right thing. Let me know for sure that I did what you wanted me to do, huh?
He's, kind of bringing that up. And then when he says that, the recompense, that can be for good or wrong, right or wrong, can it?
Yep. Let's go over and take a look at God's love. And we go to Romans chapter 8. And this is one of my favorite passages in all of Scripture. Romans chapter 8 and verses 38 and 39. Romans chapter 8, verses 38 and 39.
For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities nor powers, nor things present nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
Okay, so, you know, he says, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life. So he takes you to the very realm of death, that there's nothing in all of death out there, nothing in all of death or life. He takes you to the very realm of in all of life.
And then he kind of goes back and explains it, but that first couple of words explain everything. Life and death, they're, you know, everything in life and everything in death.
Nor angels, nor principalities. Well, now, here, when he's referring to angels, he's referring to angelic powers, which could be good or evil, nor principalities. Now, the principalities and powers normally are referring to wicked powers here, okay? The anti-God powers that he's refering to. Nor things
like
present.
Running with the Antichrist system today in America.
Right. So he says, like, what? That's exactly what we're dealing with. The deep state, the whole deep state is the Antichrist, isn't it?
Yes. That's why we keep telling people this is a spiritual battle, and it has to be, we start off with prayer, and then we go out and do what God has commanded us to stand fast, to run to the battle, to fight the fight, all those things. But we start by putting on the armor of God with prayer.
Amen. And so then he takes us to the very realm of things present nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor any creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. That's good enough for me, right? I mean, that covers everything.
I'll take that any day over anything else in the world.
All righty. All right, Betty in Michigan pledges 100. John in Ohio pledges 100, and we'll be back right after this.
Office of Election Crimes and Security, in conjunction with the Attorney General's Office and FDLE, the state of Florida has charged and is in the process of arresting 20 individuals across the state for voter fraud. Now, the majority of these people illegally voted in Palm Beach, Broward, and Miami-Dade, although there are others in other parts of the state. These folks voted illegally in this case, and there's going to be other grounds for other prosecutions in the future. They are disqualified from voting because they've been convicted of either murder or sexual assault, and they do not have the right to vote. They have been disenfranchised under Florida law. An Amendment 4 that passed specifically included people that had been convicted of sexual assault and homicide from being able to have an automatic restoration of their voting rights.
This is Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. In Matthew 24, verse 8, our Lord warns of a future time that he calls the beginning of sorrows. The world is on the brink of that time. In Hosea chapter 4, verses 1 through 3, we read, Hear the word of the Lord, you children of Israel, for the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. By swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out, and blood touches blood. Therefore shall the land mourn, and everyone that dwelleth therein shall languish with the beasts of the field and with the fowls of heaven. Yes, the fishes of the sea also shall be taken away. I believe that that passage of Scripture currently describes the deplorable moral condition of both America and Israel today. Please join with us on September 11th for a National Day of Repentance, fasting and praying for revival. Encourage your pastor to preach a sermon on repentance, fasting, and revival on 9/11/22. May God bless America. Hey, Joe, in the last newsletter that just went out a few days ago, we had in there, there's a flyer, and you folks out there, for all of you all across the country, we're asking that you will take that flyer to your church and take it, give it to your pastor and tell him, will you be a part of this nationwide? Listen, Joe, if people only understood, all these people out there professing Christians, if they only understood God's word, the Bible means what it says and says what it means. It's for real. It's for real. It's really, really for real. If they would just do that, if they would come together and on that day, let prayer go up. I mean, let prayer go up all across this country from the pulpits. Let the pastors preach Not be afraid of the deep state, but fear God more than the deep state and preach that message. If you people out there would encourage your pastor to preach on September 9/11, that day, I think it would make a difference, Joe. What do you think? God always does what he says, doesn't he?
He does, and what he wants is for his people to come together, and that's what has not happened. There's been a few here and a few there all across the country speaking up or going to the battle, but he wants to see the church rise together.
Amen.
The body to come together to do what he wants us to do.
Folks, let's do it. We've got everything to gain and a whole lot to lose if we don't. Again, we've got everything to gain if we do it and a whole lot to lose if we don't. So you need to do that. Now, I just played that clip from Governor DeSantis. Praise the good Lord for Governor Ron DeSantis. I wish every governor in this country could be like Ron DeSantis. And he's actually enforcing the law. He actually just recently fired attorney general there, or at least he put him, for not doing his job. And wouldn't it be wonderful if other governors had the honor, the integrity, the decency to do that, to actually do the very same thing for these prosecutors that are George Soros bought and paid for, if they would fire them for not doing their job. Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing?
It would. Look what the founding fathers, what was the main purpose of human government in the sense of protect the image of God, the people, but it was, you know, for law and order in a just society. And that was the main purpose, to protect the citizen, you know, from outside or inside, you know, dangers, and so that we could live in peace and safety and conduct our lives. And this is the one thing the government has been letting the people of this country down, because the one thing it was supposed to do first and foremost, it's not doing at all.
Amen. And you know, there's another one, a governor out there, election secretary of state, and this is secretary of state, leads the nation, ends Arrogant state and creates directive to keep 2020 election materials. This is what we've been asking people to do out there. Instead of destroying all of those ballots for 2020, to keep them, to keep those ballots.
I'm right.
And because we there's going to be, if we, by God's grace, come November, we get good and decent people back in office, then they've committed horrible, horrible election crimes. They stole that election. You know it, and I know it. And so we could go after them now.
Third is the date that they're going to start destroying the evidence. And if you want to do something, we have some, you know, we're an activist ministry. You go to decertifyfraud.com, decertifyfraud.com, and there's a petition there to have this evidence preserved, and then you can also get a hold of your local state representatives, state senators, and tell them you want your state to preserve the election material past the September 3rd date. It's going to be very important down the road if it can be made available to prove the fraud that happened, the great fraud against the Constitution, against God, family, country, and against the Republican Party.
All right. Do you know what BMDs are, Joe? They're ballot marking devices, devices. And here, they're used by 90% of Americans to vote. And here, Haldeman in the state of Louisiana, Secretary of State Kyle Ardoin, okay, but here Haldeman testified that BMDs, again, these are ballot marking devices, can be electronically hacked and votes can be remotely switched from one candidate or proposition to another without being detected by election officials. Haldeman testified that the bad cyber actors have tried and continue to try to electronically manipulate our votes. Well, we know that. We kept talking about that over and over. And, Joe, they're planning on doing the very same thing.
To the old paper ballot, right?
Yep. It looks like we have John McTernan joining us here tonight.
Hey, Big John.
Yeah, hello. Hello. Hello, everyone. Hello, Pastor Ernie.
Hello, Big John. Big John, what do you have for us tonight?
Well, I have. Have you been talking about what's going on with the FBI and the Justice Department and all that, Pastor Ernie?
Well, I've had you and Pastor Joe both snooping on that, and it seems like there's some people that were apparently pretending to work for the FBI when they were actually working for the CIA, which is illegal, is it not?
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, that's what's really surfacing now about that we thought he was an FBI agent, Strzok. And remember, he was having relations with an FBI lawyer. I forget her name.
Lisa Page.
Yep, Lisa Page.
Right. Well, it turns out that not everybody, but researchers are digging with this FBI agent and can't come up with anybody under his name with the FBI. So they're thinking that he's a CIA agent, and they're covering him working for the FBI because it's illegal for the CIA to work on internally in the United States.
Hold it right there for 1 second. We've got Bob and Carl's dad pledges $250. George and Philly pledges $150. Loretta and Queens pledges $25. Big Tony and Parma pledges $100. Teresa and Carlsbad pledges $25. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
We can thank you. God will bless you.
Amen. All right. We need to, right now. Well, I'll have to wait on that. I've got to figure it all out here.
While you figure, John, I'm looking at an article in the New York Post, Paul Sperry, and he has been doing some real investigative reporting. And basically what he's saying is this FBI team that went down to Mar-a-Lago was the same FBI group that the Peter Strzok, the former head of Crossfire Hurricane, most of the people that were members of Crossfire Hurricane are still in the FBI, even though they're under investigation by two sections, Durham and the agency's Office of Professional Responsibility. And when the news came out, we thought it was the Miami FBI. No, it was this counterintelligence group out of Washington, the same group that did Crossfire Hurricane, that lied to the FISA court, and that promoted the ones that said the laptop was Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. They're the guys that went down and did the raid on Trump's home there in Florida. And the more I read about this, Peter Strzok was the head of that group, and he's one of the ones you're talking about now, right?
Yes. Yes. And
coincidence, huh? Do you believe in coincidences like that? I don't.
No. So apparently, Pastor Ernie and Brother Joe, there is a special hardcore, real dirty, we call them dirty cops, that they can trust to do anything in the FBI. So they have it's like a team, Pastor Ernie, and they're apparently running out of Washington.
Right.
But when they need a dirty job done, like with arresting people, you know how they arrested Manafort and all, they send these people, search warrants, they send these agents, the going down to the president's place and what they did, they send these agents. So it's a certain team that they have, and they must be highly trusted, and they're all dirty as can be.
Those are the ones that they sent to Ruby Ridge to shoot Vicky Weaver while she's standing in a doorway holding her baby Are those are the ones that they sent out to Waco to shoot the little children that come running out of the fire, okay? And remember Ted Gunderson, former FBI chief, a man who was a Christian man who had honor and had integrity and gave the FBI a good name. Well, he referred to them as dirty rogues. That's the way what he called them, dirty rogues.
Yeah, you're right, Pastor Ernie. But that shows something very interesting, because going back to Ruby Ridge and Waco, not many, if any, well, certainly Ruby Ridge, I don't think they're still on the FBI, or at least they're not field agents anymore. So they have this thing going, Pastor Ernie. They have it.
The same group in Washington that was sent out. They're replacing people for the years, but it's the same little squad.
Yes. So they've had this set up internally there. It's like a dirty team. They're dirty, Pastor Ernie, and there's in D.C. in the FBI. There is, and it's been there now, I don't know how many decades, when the director of the FBI and his henchmen want a dirty job done, these people are ready to go. They're all ready to go, Pastor.
I was listening to
it. Name names. One of the key members of this Crossfire team is Supervisory Intelligence Analyst Brian Otten. And this guy is a political operative. In fact, he was the one who pushed the idea of the Hunter Biden's laptop as Russian disinformation. He did that. He is Inspector General Michael Horowitz referred him for disciplinary action. And his role in vetting Hillary Clinton, the dossier, used by the FBI to get the wiretaps to Carter Page, and he has been singled out by Michael Horowitz, the Inspector General, for cutting corners in the verification process, slipping in incorrect warrant affidavits, misleading the Foreign Intelligence Service Surveillance Act court. And several other things. So here, this guy is still there. He's under investigation, and he's still a big part of this team. And one of the agents there, a 27-year agent named Michael Bacello, said it is a disgrace that Otten is still even employed by the Bureau, let alone one of the high mucky mucks.
All righty, hold on 1 minute. Folks, we got to get the phones aren't ringing. They got to ring. 888-281-1110. Again, 888-281-1110. If you have a credit card or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Let me ask both of you guys this. I know the answer, but we saw the way Durham handled and what Durham did. I mean, he did bring the case. I got to say, he did his job. He brought the case. But with Hillary, the whole thing was a setup. It was a dirty judge. It was, the judge was one of Hillary's supporters, a guy that came out openly and was an anti-Trumper. I mean, just it's like in your face, we are crooked. We are corrupt to the very bone. And we're going to flaunt it. We're going to put it. We're going to shove it in your face, because you can't do anything about it. So, do you think
they're trying to intimidate all of us out here and say, look how powerful we are, and we can get you? And they're trying to keep us from speaking out. There are a lot more of us than them, but they're trying to use the power of intimidation to scare people away from standing and being truthful.
So, John, do you think that anything's going to come of the investigation of these rogue agents?
I don't think so, Pastor Ernie. I mean, well, maybe they might throw one or two of them. They might set them up and use them as fall guys. But I don't think so. I mean, nothing has really happened so far. That McCabe got fired, I think, and. Even that one attorney that was falsifying the FISA warrants, I think he got some really light sentence.
And he's applying for his job back. Last I heard, he was applying, trying to get his job back, and they said they thought they might rehire him.
Yeah, and he apparently didn't lose his law license.
No.
He lied to a federal court, and it should be automatic losing your law license, and apparently he didn't, from what I understand.
And the moxie of trying to get his own job back. He's been applied for it. I remember reading that, where they were considering rehiring him.
McCabe tried to do it, and there was something. Do you remember that about McCabe? He tried to get his job back with the FBI?
Yeah, I do remember him trying to do that, yeah.
Yeah, but there was a ruling. It was a strange ruling about him. But anyways, Pastor Ernie, that system is like airtight, watertight there in Washington. This whole thing is a tremendous, you got to hand it to them. I mean, there has to be someone in charge of this. But they've got the media with them. They've got the courts with them. Now, if you're a average FBI agent, and I don't know, you're drunk driving with a government car and wreck it, and this and that, they'll probably fire you. But when you get up top and you like this guy Strzok, Peter Strzok there, I mean, all the things he did, he's not fired. And Comey doesn't go to jail. I mean,
last night I was listening to George Norrie when I left on the way home. And I should say this morning on the way home. But anyhow, George, he had a former FBI field agent on. And they were talking about the corruption, obviously, you know, what happened. And so Norrie asked him, he said, well, they would not plant anything at the president's house. They wouldn't do that, would they? And he said, sure they would. He said, they do that all the time. You know, plant, you know.
Well, this is the core. Think about it. I think this group is part of the core of the deep state. There's a few people in the Justice Department, the FBI, and between those two groups, some of the core lifer, that have been there for years and are higher ups, this is the whole core of the deep state.
Yeah, this is an enforcement arm. This is an enforcement arm of the deep state, and they've had it going back decades. I don't know when it started, but the FBI has had this for decades now. And these are real believers. They're ruthless. They are about as American-hating and as you can get. I don't doubt they loathe and hate us, Pastor Ernie. And they'll do whatever they're told. So you could look at them like part like the SS or the SA Nazis, the SA Nazis till they were destroyed. You know, these are ruthless enforcers of the deep state.
So you were a special agent for 26 years, and what advice would you give for the those on the lower echelons, those FBI agents that have not been corrupted? Those FBI agents that have not gone dirty, the ones that have not gone dirty, that have actually done their job. Now, so far, over 15 of them have come for a whistleblower. They're blowing whistles on those above, and they're doing it to Congress. But what advice would you have for these agents that have not gone dirty yet? And would you advise them to come out from amongst them, be separate from the FBI? Or what advice would you give them that are still there?
Well, first of all, Pastor Ernie, I'm a little more positive about the FBI than I've been. Like, there were whistleblowers that came, I think last year they came out, but I don't think anything happened as a result of it. And now Jordan, Congressman Jordan, says that 15 have just come out. But what I've been reading is there is a building, the real agents, the ones that aren't.
Momentum. There's a momentum.
Yeah, momentum. That would be the word. for them to take a stand. For them to take a stand. Now, to take a stand in the FBI, it'd be really, really tough, Pastor Ernie. And I think that they would need the power. I don't think, I know they need the power of prayer and God behind them. But if there is enough FBI agents left in there that could take a stand, I highly recommend it that the American public could see what is really going on in the FBI. And these agents would have to be protected, Pastor Ernie, by the public. And they need to be prayed for and prayed over and protected.
All right, we're going to do that. James in Michigan pledges 100. Christine in Colorado pledges 300. Peter in Massachusetts pledges 100. Reginald in Cleveland pledges 100. Michael in Louisville, Ohio pledges 100. John, would you do that? Now, you folks out there listening, tell the people out there, is there power in prayer? Does God mean exactly what he says? If you would pray for these agents right now that would have the courage to come forward and blow the whistle, would you pray for God's protection on these agents?
Oh, sure. Sure. Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. And Lord, this is as serious as it can be within American politics, within the American government. The FBI has been corrupted all the way from the top down, Lord. A long ways down, it's been corrupted. They have special unit or units in there to do their dirty work. And Lord, the FBI is a big organization. There are many, many agents that are not associated with these corrupt groups within the FBI. I'm asking, Lord, a stirring of them. It's very critical that they would expose what the corruption within the FBI at all levels, that they would take a stand. Now, Lord, it's brave because the FBI is going to come after them, but we're asking for their protection. We're asking for boldness and strength in them. Because the FBI is part of taking this country down, Lord. They're on a mission to do that. So we're asking for the boldness of those real, true American patriots that are working like the old school, Lord. I'm asking for their protection, their strength, their boldness, and that they will be highly effective as they stand and will not go along with this corruption as they see it now. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, thank you. Bill in Boston pledges 100. The lines are open at 888-281-1110. We have a clip that we're going to be playing here in a minute, okay?
We know evil, one thing on that prayer, evil triumphs when good men do nothing. We know that to be very, very true, so we've been praying for those good men, and the more that stand up, the stronger they are, the safer they are.
All right, we're coming up to a break. We're going to be playing a clip. Listen very carefully to this clip because, well, they hit the nail right on the head, exactly what we've been telling people. So don't go away. Be right back with more right after this. Don't go away. More to come.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
Take care of your property with equipment you can count on, like the Kubota BX and LO1 series compact tractors, part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup, rated number one for reliability, and Z-Series mowers and Sidekick utility vehicles, where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Visit GoKubota.com for a dealer near you.